There is the title track from the latest album from the Oak Ridge Boys. It's called Mama's Boys. And joining us today from the Oak Ridge Boys is none other than Dwayne Allen. Welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Dwayne.
Oh, man, it's good to be on the Big Red and to talk to all of our Wisconsin fans and friends. I love working up in the Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Dells, we're coming to see you.
Yes, you are. A little later in December, December 7th and 8th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. And, you know, you guys have this new album that was just dropped on last Friday on the 25th. And like I said, I've had a chance to listen to it a couple times. And I can say that it really is a musical tribute to the most important person in most men's lives, our mamas.
We know that's the first person we saw when we come into this earth. In fact, our mamas brought us into this world. And she taught us everything in the world that we know about love and life and living and our faith and how to get along with people and home cooking and all the important values and things that we put value on. Our mamas taught us that. Yeah. And we decided we wanted to do a tribute to our mothers. And it started out, we were going to do an album for Mother's Day and just release it for that day. But when we got into it, it became so much more than just a one-day album. And our record label said, boys, this album is going to be one of the biggest albums you've ever had. And we want to release it in the fall market, which is the biggest market for sales and distribution. Because people buy Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love this album to be released in the fall market. And then we'll push it again at Mother's Day. But we'd like to hold it and release it for the fall market. So that's the reason it was released Friday. And we're so happy with this album. We had so much fun doing it. There were very emotional times. We've been through a pretty rough year with the Oak Ridge Boys, and so this was a time to pay tribute to our moms, but it was also a time that we had a lot of coming together in the group and singing about things that we put a lot of value on.
Exactly. And now this is the first music release since the passing of Joe Bonzel. How difficult was it, Dwayne, for you and the group to get in there and do new music without him?
Well, it was so hard to turn loose of someone that we've sung with for over 50 years. In fact, before Joe ever came with the Oak Ridge Boys, I had a recording studio and I was wanting to start a record label, Superior Records, and I started it for Joe Bonzel and the Keystone Quartet. Before he came with the Oak Ridge Boys, he was the first act I signed. I produced 10 albums on the Keystones before he ever came with the Oak Ridge Boys. And Richard and Garland Crouch, who also played keyboards for us for many years, but Richard, Joe, and Garland all came from the Keystones.
Wow.
And so Joe lived with my wife and I for 6 months while he was getting his wife and daughter to move down from Buffalo, New York. And he was my partner, but he was kind of like my little brother too. And he was my very best friend. And in corporate world, if I ever needed someone that I knew I could depend on him to give me a vote, it was a matter of placing a phone call to him and telling him what I needed. He was always on my side. He always had my back. He always wanted to do what was best for the group. He was very, very smart. He planned all of our shows. He left a big, big hole in our group when he left. And so we worked with a group called Daly and Vincent. Is a country bluegrass group, and we worked a place called Wheeling, West Virginia with them. And usually at the end of our shows, we do Elvira, and we invite anybody that is working on our show with us to come out and sing with us. It's a fun song. Everybody knows it. Everybody in the audience usually knows it and singing along. Well, Joe did the first verse, and we all were singing, both groups, and somebody else was opening the show. I forget who else was there. And when it came time for the second verse, Joe handed the microphone to Ben James, who was the tenor for Daly and Vincent at that time. And Ben just walked out on the front of the stage like he owned it. And the three of us looked at each other and said, well, that guy knows what he's doing. Well, come to find out, Joe Bonzel was Ben James' hero. Ben James is only 28 years old. All of our hits were made before Ben James was even born. But his daddy is a preacher and wouldn't let his kids listen to anything but the Statler Brothers and Oak Ridge Boys in country music. But he knew every lead, every part, all the harmony parts that Joe Bonzel has ever done for 50 years. And even before Joe, he knew all of our gospel stuff. So wow. When came time for that, we knew we were going to have to replace Joe, because Joe had told us, boys, I'm going to try to make it to the end of the year. But I promise you, I'm going to make it through all of our Christmas dates. And he did. And he did it 100%. But on the way off the stage, and we helped him off the stage and put him in his wheelchair, and he looked up at Derek Kinslow, which is our road manager, and me, and he said, boys, I'm done. And the next morning, he got home, and he called Ben James, and he said, Ben, I'm done. Get on your singing britches. So Joe Bonzel actually hired Ben James. He picked him to be his replacement. So it's a pick made in heaven. We had prayed for divine guidance to help us get through this. Making a personnel change with boys who've been together for 50 years, that's not an easy thing to do. Mm-mm. But with divine guidance and with Joe helping pick who would be his replacement, is a young guy, 28 years old, who Joe was his hero. He knows everything Joe's ever done. When we harmonize, he knows how to sing the harmony part that's missing that fills up what the way Joe sang harmony with us. He has such control over his voice that he can fill that harmony gap and keep that Oak Ridge voice sound. Now, when he sings solo parts, he doesn't sound like Joe. He sounds like Ben James, and that's just the way we want him to be. We want him to own his own leads, even though it might be a Joe Bonzel lead. Joe is gone. He will never sing them again. He's already had hits with the songs that he sang lead on. So Ben is reinventing all of the leads that Joe had, and now he's recording and inventing his own leads on this new album. He's featured on several songs, Mama's Teaching Angels How to Sing, and That's the Way Mama Did It, and all those songs are picked for Ben, for his voice, and you can tell that that's not Joe. But when we're singing, a lot of people on Facebook, I had two people yesterday send me a note and said, I think I can hear Joe singing in the background. Did he come in and sing harmony with you? Well, no, that's Ben. Ben knows how Joe sang harmony with us, and he is singing his voice so that he keeps the Oak Ridge voice sound that everybody's familiar with. And he's so talented that he knows how to place his tones that we have kept that Oak Ridge voice sound. But when he sings his leads, he owns those leads as his own lead. So we are just delighted with him. And all three of my partners came to me about a month ago and asked me, all of our dates have been successful. They've all been sold out. So they've asked me if we would extend our tour till next year, through next year. And we've had a lot of tragedy in our group this year. I lost my wife Easter morning, so I don't have anybody to come home to. So my whole perspective of retiring or ending singing, I love to sing. I love what I do, and I'm still singing pretty good. The Oak Ridge Boys are singing good, and they all want to sing, and I do too. So we've decided we're going to extend our tour through 25.
Nice.
And try to get to a lot of the places that we weren't able to get to this year.
That's outstanding. Now, you guys, like I said, you're out on the American Made Farewell and American Made Farewell Christmas Tour, which will be at the Crystal Grand Music Theater December 7th and 8th. And I've seen you guys do a lot of great shows at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. But my question to you here, Dwayne, is, has it all set in that this is the last run of Oak Ridge Boys songs?
Well, I thought it would end this year until about a month ago. And the other three partners came to me and said, we want to keep working. We're singing good and we're healthy. And there are some places we haven't been. And we want to go to those places to just say thank you for a wonderful career by the Oak Ridge Boys, and we want to thank our fans, and I want to do that too. And the Crystal Grand has always been wonderful. I think we've worked there every year since it opened.
Mm-hmm.
And we love coming to the Crystal Grand. We love that part of Wisconsin, and it will be such a thrill to get to come back, do our Christmas music. We do regular songs too, but the people know that. They know that when they come to an Oak Ridge Boys show, they're going to hear Elvira and some of our regular hits. But that there will be an abbreviated regular hits part, but mostly we will do then our Christmas holiday music a full Christmas show. And we love working Wisconsin Dales, where we don't know when we start a show if snow will be knee-deep when we come out or not.
You know, Dwayne, as you've been a member of the Oaks since 1966, and I wanted to ask you, when you think about going back 58 years of Oak Ridge Boys music, what are some of the great memories that come to your mind?
Well, we've had an opportunity to sing for every president except for a couple since Jimmy Carter, both parties, and we don't take our political views to stage. We feel like that we've got Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever. We just come to a show to do our music, and we feel like our music draws people together. And since we've all had a kind of a tragic year this year, losing Joe, I lost my wife. William Lee lost his oldest son. Richard lost his father-in-law on the same day I lost my wife. We've lost 16 people in our family in 4 months. Well, music is a healer for us, and we need our music more than ever. A lot of times people tell us how our music has brought them through a rough time in their life, and I've always had the philosophy that I want people who come to see the Oak Ridge Boys to feel better when they leave than they did when they came in. And I promise you, I want that for the Oak Ridge Boys now, too, because the music that we sing is a healing music. We sing positive music. We're a family group. We don't make any bones about it. You feel safe to bring your kids to our show. We don't have anything off color in our show. We never have, and as long as I'm here, we never will. And you bring your whole family. And sometimes, like at the Crystal Grand Music Theater, you might look at a row of people and see grandma, grandpa, the mother and dad, and grandkids scattered all in one row. and I see a family tree history from the stage. That just warms my heart, because we're all family people. We're all granddads, you know, and and a couple of guys are great granddads. And we love our people. We're people people. And we just love to come back and see people that we've known for years. And the Crystal Grand is one of those places. Wisconsin has always been really good for the Oak Ridge Boys, all the way back to the gospel days. I remember working so many places in Wisconsin during the gospel days, and they made the transition when we expanded our repertoire. We still did gospel music, but we also now include country music, and we've had hits in rock and roll, we've had hits in country, we've had hits in gospel. We even did a polka album with Jimmy Sturr, and we've got a Grammy for that.
That's so outstanding.
We've had a wonderful career, and we just are enjoying this farewell tour because it gives us a chance to go to a lot of these places and say thank you to the people for giving us a wonderful career to fulfill the dreams we all had as little boys.
All right. Well, Duane Allen, I'm looking forward to seeing you again coming up here in December at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. And I wish you safe travels. And thank you again for the years and years and years of great music.
Thank you very much. And be sure to come backstage so we can chat a bit.